when you keep your focus, when you turn your eyes upon Jesus, it's amazing how things just simply start to fall into place. It's amazing how all these items that sometimes we let get to us during our everyday life, how we simply just were able through God's help to focus on the important things. We've been talking last couple Sundays in the book of Romans. We started off in that first chapter in the 16th verse. For I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the power to salvation. We read in the third chapter in the 23rd verse over there that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And today I want to add in the sixth chapter, the 23rd verse, which is one of the key verses in all the Bible. Very simple verse. One that you know already. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. For the wages of sin is death, but I have received a gift. That gift is from who? It is from God. It is a gift. It is not something that I have worked for. It is not something that I am entitled to. It is simply a gift. The gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. Just let us, for just a few moments, just focus upon you. Let us turn our eyes upon Jesus this morning. Let us just clear our minds and our hearts. And God, let us prepare ourselves to receive that which you have for each one of us individually. And we'll give you all the praise and honor and glory and thanks that you so richly deserve. We ask this in Jesus' name. God's people said amen.
Amen.
I will try to move along and not drag today. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it. See, there was a pastor one time who received a letter. It says, Pastor, I enjoyed so much your sermon on suffering. And until I heard you preach, I never really knew what suffering was. Something wrong. So, everything's up to interpretation, folks. It's all up to interpretation. When you begin the year, when you have a January that starts out like our Januarys here in Washington last Sunday was, what, almost 70 degrees, 67, 68 degrees? It did not stay 70 degrees all through the week, as you well know. It was rather chilly. And those little white flakes came down, and they're still out there. Some of you hopefully have not taken any tumbles and falls on the slipperiness out there. But it's a reminder, always a reminder of me when the snow falls, about how God, through His grace, is able to wipe everything just beautiful white. Beautiful white. On Wednesday night, we came in on a midweek service, and people were sharing. And people were talking about the different lengths of time they had for commutes, getting to work on Tuesday. And some people had driven, I think Havish told me, normally a half-hour ride was taking about 2.5 hours, 3 hours for her to get to work. And another one was sharing. And then Brother Kim, who was not here this morning, who came in on time on Wednesday, says, Brother, I just want to share one thing. He said, when I looked out of my window and I saw that snow, he says, it was the most beautiful sight that I've seen. He was amazed and wanted to give glory unto God for the beauty that God reveals himself to us. I believe in the beginning of the year, I believe that we should take a time to kind of do a little personal checkup. Look within our hearts and kind of question ourselves on our motives. I love to have a game plan for the year. I never stick to it, but I love to have one. I like to sing Christmas songs in December, but not always. And I love those ones that you sing in January because, trust me, when our choir is singing a Christmas song in January, we have no competition. Bet you will not hear another Christmas song out of another choir today. I love it when I, in my mind, I try to set things and I try to make plans. And then God does what he does. He is the one that puts into motion everything in your life. There's nothing wrong with making plans. There's nothing wrong with having a game plan, with having a plan, with having items on your list, your to-do list. The things that you're going to accomplish in this new year. But trust me, God will have his will done. He has things that are on his agenda. He has things that he wants to do because God loves us. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, eternal life. That's the main thing. You got to start with the main thing. I love this book because we're not ashamed of the power. We know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but then we start to get excited in the end of that sixth chapter when it says, for the wages of sin is death. I believe that here the writer, the Apostle Paul, is trying to talk about the condition of the human heart. And the older I get and the more that I live life, the more that I realize that there's a lot of things about us that just simply don't change that much. Although technology has gone rampant, I'm amazed about all the information that we can have at our fingertips just like that. I'm amazed about young people, about how when I took a tour last fall through the high school that I attended and I saw the wonderful advancement of the learning opportunities that they have. I know through relatives, especially a nephew of mine, when he was sitting there at about 4 or 5 years old and was reading off the computer, I was just simply amazed. I don't know, I'm amazed about how I feel, how much smarter they are, or how deficient I was. I'm not sure which that is, but you kind of realize, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? The younger generation and how they learn so much quicker because they're exposed to things at a much younger time. But there's certain things that just don't change. First and foremost, I believe that people have to believe in something. They want to believe in something or somebody. They want to have faith in something. They want to have something that they hold dear in their heart. They want to believe in something. I believe that people, because of the condition of their hearts, the way that God made us, we not only want to believe, but we want to belong. I want to be a part of it. I think that people find a great grounding when they find their place in community or family. It's been said so many times when you walk into Mount Calvary, it's like a family church. That's good and that's bad. Think of your family. That's good, or maybe that's not so good. Calm that lady back there, Dave. She's getting a little excited back there. But you have a responsibility when you're a part of the family. I was amazed on Wednesday night in the temperature. I don't know what the temperature was Wednesday night. It was below. That's what it was. And I was amazed that some of the guys came into practice, and we had our midweek service, and we had a dozen, and then Miss Vicky and her willingness to put her time and effort forth, that she had about a dozen folks here in the choir practicing because they knew they were going to sing on Sunday. I was amazed when she said, well, I'm going to go get Dorothy. And Dorothy is one of our 90-year-old youngsters here. And to see her walk in on that night that was so cold, with the joy of the Lord upon her face, she was smiling. I don't know if her teeth were chattering, but she was smiling. I'm not sure. But she greeted me with a holy greeting, a smile upon her face that simply warmed my heart. Simply want to be a part of the family. I think that you got to believe. I think in your heart of hearts, you want to belong. And I also feel that you want to become. What do you mean by become? I think that every heart out there wants to grow. I think that we enjoy being stretched. I think that we enjoy being challenged by what God has for us and wants us to accomplish through Him. I believe that we have within our heart of hearts that desire to become in His fullness. I think when you go in that room there on a Sunday morning, these ladies don't come out the same. I believe that Miss Ruby has been a gift of God. She has been led of His Holy Spirit to impart knowledge in a wisdom through building a faith. I look in the service sometimes and I see all the different folks that we have. But then I look in that room and I see those ladies and I see those backgrounds, and I am simply amazed about how God allows, through different backgrounds and different experiences, how He allows those ladies to become fuller and richer through their willingness to share one with another. You got to believe. You got to belong. And you got to become. How do you become? How do you grow? You get the first things first. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the gift, that gift of God is eternal life. You got to accept that. Doesn't matter how you feel about it. You may not believe everything that's written in that book that's open in front of me. Doesn't change it. Sorry. God is God, and you are not Him. I think wisdom and knowledge, it starts with what you believe. And the thing that you can do best of all, most of all, to make the biggest change in your life is to believe what the book says. God wrote it. It's right there open in front of me. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. A lot of people would like to discuss it. A lot of people like to argue. A lot of people that, I know people that just like to argue to hear themselves argue, I think, about most any subject. But I think wisdom and growth and belief and belonging and becoming starts to happen when you simply in your heart believe what the book says. There are times in your life when you don't feel like it. I'm reminded Rick Warren in his teaching and his sharing shares a wonderful illustration. He says on the day that he got married, this was beautiful, and everything was just, and all the palms, all just wonderful, and down, everybody's so beautiful, dressed, everything happened just. And he said afterwards, when they left out of the church and they got into the car, taking him to the reception like that, he got to speak to his new bride. He says, you know, it was beautiful, everything was just perfect. He says, but you know what? I don't really feel any different inside. He says, she looked over at him. She says, well, let me tell you something. She says, you might not feel like you're married, but you are. Doesn't matter how you feel, you are. When you read something in this book, you're going to be tempted to kind of put your feelings into it. Oh, some verses I like. Oh, man, I'm feeling good and things are going and good and I'm feeling good. But then challenges start to happen. Doctor sends that report, it's not so good. You get family. And if you're like me, you have those special family and family members and things that you have to deal with. And then you start to kind of doubt, and you're going, I don't know, I don't understand why God, I don't understand this, and I don't understand that, and why would God, and I don't understand, and I don't, and you kind of, if you listen closely, you'll hear the answer. The answer is the I, when you should be focused on what the book says. I'm not going to convince you. I'm not going to reason. I'm not going to win an argument. But I will tell you something. I believe what the book says. Because what the book says has made a difference in my life. And I'm willing to say if I walked up and down that aisle, I could just go from person to person. And they would be able to share with me about what a difference God has made in their lives. Heartaches, yes. Losses, devastating losses, yes. But what a difference is made when we simply believe what the book says. Don't care how you feel. Don't care if it warms or doesn't warm. There are going to be times when you're not warmed. There will be times when you have struggled and your mind and your emotions and everything is going to tell you a whole lot of things. But it's when you're grounded and you believe what the book says, he will allow you to have that sense of belonging into the family of God, because that's what this verse says, gift of God. Let any man who calls upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. That's what the book says. It allows me to become what he wants me to be. And I challenge you in this new year to get into God's word. Apply what you read within this book to your lives. Simply believe. It's the gift of God. It's the gift of God. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house. We have sung praises unto your name. We have been greeted one, each one, and we've greeted one another, God, with smiles, with handshakes, with hugs, with laughter. We've shared tears. And God, we have felt your presence in your house today. But even more importantly than what we felt, God, We know within our hearts what we believe, and we believe that you wrote this book for each individual. We believe, God, that we are not ashamed of the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe that all have sinned. But we also believe that the gift of God is eternal life, and we thank you for that. So, God, you just help us believe. You just help us to be willing to put aside our feelings and our thoughts and just believe. God, that's our request.